Hello everyone, I am Rehana, primary educator of grade 3. I would like to welcome you to our blended learning made easy for you in our teacher's podcast library. A podcast is a series of spoken words in digital audio files for easy listening. The topic for today in English is Stories of the Past from Unit 1. The name of the story is Street Child. I would be reading an extract from Street Child, which is written by Burley Doretti. Street Child is based on a true story of Jim Jarvis, a small young boy. One of the main characters is Dr. Thomas Barnardo, also called as Barney, who set up a ragged school and a home for street children. He also set up a charity for children called Barnardo's, which still exists today. The setting of the story is in London in the 1860s. Jim Jarvis was nowhere to live. He finds a warm welcome at Dr. Barnardo's ragged school, but soon it is time to leave for the day. So the story begins as follows. "You ought to go home at once," Barney insisted. "Your mother will know the other boys have gone. She'll wonder what kept you so late."
"I do not have a mother."
"Your father, then?"
"I don't have a father."
Barney was getting impatient. Jim could see that. It was almost as if he didn't believe him. "Where are your friends, then? Where do you live?"
"I don't have any friends. I don't live nowhere."
Barney stared at him. He walked away from the fire and back to it again, then went to the desk. He sat down on his chair and stayed with his fingers drumming across the flat of the desktop like the whinny voice the other street boys used to adults. "Tell me," the man said at last, "how many boys are there like you, sleeping out in the streets?"
Jim said, "More than I can count on."
It was Barney's turn now to stare into the fire, as if there were secrets in its flames or answers to great puzzles. He was as still, as quiet, as if he had gone to sleep, and Jim kept still too, afraid to break into the man's thinking. The only sound was the spitting of the logs and outside the bleak voice of the wind. "Now," the man said very slowly, like someone creeping up on a bird in case they frightened it away, "if I am willing to give you some hot coffee and a place to sleep in, will you take me to where some of these other boys are?" Jim looked sideways at him. "You wouldn't tell the police, would you?"
"No," said Barney, "I wouldn't tell the police."
"All right," said Jim, "I will take you." It was some time later that they arrived at the high wall of the market. Jim stopped, afraid again. What if Barney told the police about them and sent all the boys to the workhouse? But if he didn't show Barney, he wouldn't get the hot meal and the shelter to sleep in. He didn't know what to do. So children, this was the extract from The Street Child. A few meanings that I would want to explain. Ragged. A ragged school, which means an old school, a simple old school. The word exists means available, it is still available. The word impatient means in a hurry. We are hurried to do something, we are impatient. Creeping means to move slowly. Now, you can also discuss this story amongst your friends and others. I hope you understood this story. It is a true story of Jim, the little boy who did not have his parents, who did not have his family, neither his home.
and a good person like Mr. Thomas Bernardo meets him and gives him shelter. Myself, Rehana, signing off on behalf of Rejoice International School. Thank you.